And I would like to explain the fourth quarter performance. And this is the overview. 5% increase in net sales. And expenses was up 10%, and operating income was minus 45%, and then 2 billion net loss. This is probably not in line with your expectation, but I would like to draw attention to the bottom. In the fourth quarter, what's really characteristic is that the slide is not moving at all. So should I share the screen? I think maybe there's a network problem. This is not connected. The slide is not moving forward at all. You cannot see the first screen either? No, this is just a cover page. Oh, I see. In that case, yes. Hawara-san, please share the screen. Our apologies. Hawara-san, would you mind sharing the screen from your side? Can you see it now? Yes. Let's start with the summary page, and I'll repeat. At the top, we have net sales, as I said. And if you could pay attention to the pre-GAAP, post-GAAP versus pre-GAAP, the difference was about 20 billion yen or more. And as you know, variable expense is related to pre-GAAP. So in the fourth quarter, we experienced the same thing last year. So there is more variable cost in the fourth quarter, compressing the operating income. And pre-GAAP base operating income is shown at the bottom, which is 23.2 billion yen in that positive territory. And restructuring-related cost also was incurred. And on the next slide, yes, on this slide. Starting from the top, can you please go back one? Thank you. At the top, 1 billion yen cost was incurred in relation to the operating income. This is restructuring-related obsolete hardware. We are trying to save expenses, costs. In order to do so, we have changed the hardware lineup, and due to that, we had extraordinary losses or expenses. And at the bottom of the slide, restructuring costs, another item is shown here. This includes retirement expenses. Some of the employees left the company, so this is a related cost. And the reason we're doing this is because, as you'll hear from Eva-chan's presentation, platform sales, our sales and support organization, the systems have changed, and we are trying to increase efficiency internally. And all of these expenses are posted in the fourth quarter. And I will talk about the forecast later, but starting from 1st of January, we can start afresh. So most of these expenses were accounted for in the fourth quarter. Without that, we would have been profitable. Next slide, please. On the left-hand side, the revenue, this is yen-denominated, 100% achievement. On the right-hand side, as I have explained, there are extraordinary expenses that were posted, and only 94% achievement. And as you can see in the parenthesis in the top right, actually, the achievement is 97% if you exclude these restructuring costs, but we are under by 3%. In terms of revenue in the fourth quarter, consumer sales in Japan and also overseas on-premise sales were lower than expected. So this explains the 3% underachievement. Next slide, please. As I've explained before, this is pre-GAAP versus total costs. You can see the trend. In the third quarter, pre-GAAP, post-GAAP were mostly in line, but in the fourth quarter, we have 58 billion, and the costs have also gone up. The red line indicates, excluding the restructuring cost, pre-GAAP operating profit was margin was 29%, which is the same as last year. Next slide, please. で、一方、コンシューマーとかオンプレムの売り上げとか
Consumer
も、
and on-premise sales were
と、
worse than
subscription の
expected,
方は
but the
順調に、
subscription is
成長してい
showing
る
a
なというふう
two-digit,
に思っ
double-digit
ています。
growth,
特
90%
に
growth,
Vision One、と言われる、
especially Vision One
なってる製品ですね。まあ、多分
platform
各社とも
sales
維持しておりま
is
す。は
showing and sustaining high growth.
い、次。
Next slide.
キャッシュフローの方は変わりはございません。
Cash flow status has not really changed,
まあ、
around
まあ、
10 billion.
利益減ってるとか見えますけれども、キャッシュフローの問題は
We may
ない
be in
と。
the loss, but in terms of operating income, but there is no change in cash flow.
で、経費ですね。まあ、
Next
経費
slide.
ももちろん、
This slide shows costs.
投資に比べると上がってま
Compared to
すね。
the
これは、
prior year, it's higher.
過去に書いてる通り、
But as you can see in the red part of this bar,
26億円でございますと。
2.6 billion yen of
円安の影響で、
weak yen
まあ、それ以外
impact
の経費
is
も含
accounted
めて、
for, and other expenses have gone up somewhat.
為替の影響抜きの、コストの方を
So,
見せたいんですけれ
cost
ども、
trend without the impact of FX will be shown in the later slide.
まとめてハイライト、
This is a summary of
大きな1つ
highlights.
目は、市場
First
規
of
模
all,
の
we
新規
had
取引額
highest revenue ever,
である2桁
and
目
also
に、
double-digit growth in
それから経
subscription
費の
ARR,
黒字
and we have
を
also
経
implemented
営の
cost
目標に
saving
しま
measures,
して、これから、
not just
会社の
one-off
経営負
measures,
担の
but
増
in
加
order
を
to grow
目指し
revenue
て、
for the future, we are building the
2024年、もう横ばいのコストできるんじゃないかなと思ってます。
ground so that
で、
we can maintain the cost
前
level
年が
into the
黒
next
字で
year.
ございます。まあ、こ
This
れ
is
も
the full
先ほど言い
year
ましたように、売上の 100%
total,
は達成してますけれども、
100% net sales
利益は
achievement,
24
but
億円で、
operating
実は、そのリスク
income
の
is
吸
only
収を達成して
94%,
いない
but
と
it's actually
いうのを、
97% without
先年
restructuring
黒字
cost.
を引いてます。
Net income is much lower,
前の利
but
息
this is due to the restructuring
第3
costs.
四半期の時
And
には、
also in the third quarter,
税金の負担も結構膨らんでおりまして、
there was a
今
lot
期
of
は、
tax burden,
今回の特別配当の支払いに
and
関係がある、
extraordinary dividend was
税金の負担で
paid.
ございます。
And in addition to that, there
2024
was
年
some extra tax in the third quarter.
24年
As
は、
you can see in
実
green,
施しております。まあ、もち
we
ろん、
have
56円
a
の
special
黒字という
dividend.
のは、
It's usually
682
56
億、682
円,
円の、
but we are adding 682
現在の
yen.
配当は
So per
630円
share, we are paying
です。で、それが、
738 yen.
3月28日の株主、
And of
総会
course,
で、
this is subject to approval at the AGM on the 28th of March. Next slide.
ここはですね、アナリストさんからもう円安の影響どこにどのぐらいあるのかという
Weaker
ご
yen
質問が
impact. How big is that and where is it? Maybe this is difficult to see from analyst
ありまし
perspective.
て、その中で
So we are showing some of the
円安の
key
連携関係。
cost items
まあ、ご覧の通り、一番目
at
立つ
constant
ところとしては、
currency rate.
原価、
And as you can
工場
see,
の、
COGS, this is a hardware related inventory
3連
write-off
休を含めた
included.
2番
And
目、
cloud related costs,
その、
second one from the
4番目
bottom.
のリージナルデータセンターを
Last
作っており
year,
まして、
we
まあ、これ
built
を一つ
regional data center,
最大に
and
立てて
this
いこう
year,
と思っております。
we believe
その
that
左
we
側の
can
一
keep it
番大
flat.
きいのも、これが上から
And other than
3
that,
番目ですけれども、
third one
リー
from
ジ
the
ナル
top, this is the
データセンター
biggest
で、
one,
これ人件費ですね。
salary and benefit,
2023年に比
headcount
べて
cost.
5% 伸び
In
ると、
23, this was 5%.
上期下回ってますから、
And this is lower than the growth of the
5% 伸び
revenue,
て、
but
ここまでで
in this coming fiscal year,
5% で、
we will keep it flat. So we will try to control this. Next slide.
で、それで、今年の予想になりますが、
And this is this year's
海外
forecast.
は、日本は、
In terms of
ここ
revenue,
は、アメリカの方ですね。もちろ
low
ん、
single digit growth in Japan and in the Americas, slightly high end of the single digit growth, and in Europe and Asia, 10% or more,
それから利益の方は、
double digit.
さっき申し上げま
In
した、
terms
利益
of
の方
profit,
は、コスト自体が昨年とほぼ同じ
we will attempt to maintain the cost
ぐらいだ
level,
と思っておりま
same
す
as
の
the
で、
prior year,
結構利益率の改善の期待
which
もしてい
should
ます。
contribute to the improvement of profitability. Next slide, please.
それで出来上がった予想はここでございま
And
す。
this is the
4月の
forecast.
見立てで 9%
9%
前年比です
increase
ね。
on
まあ、
intermediate
実質
basis,
で言え
in
ば、
net
為替
sales,
レートで見ると8% 伸びて、それから売上も
271 billion yen.
ほぼ同
So
じ
6%
水準ですね。
growth without
ここ
the
2
FX
年は
impact.
62% 増益なんです
And
が、
operating income
今
is 62%
回
up.
は売上の伸び分は、
This is because
営業利益の方、
this time around,
伸び込みでこれを見ています。はい、次。
the situation is different.
それからもう一つのトピックスが
And
先ほど
another
言ってました。
topic, shareholder return.
第3四半期の時点でも説明申し上
In
げ
the
たと
third
思うん
quarter,
で
I
す
have
けれ
already
ども、
explained this, but in the end,
決まりまして、そこから、
the accounts, the
今
books
公開
have been closed, and we can disclose specific numbers now. Dividends, 101 billion yen, so 738 yen per share. As I've explained, this includes 56 yen of a regular and 682 yen of one-time dividend. Other than that, 40 billion yen share buyback will be implemented starting from the 26th of the month until end of November. We will be buying back our shares. Dividend for this fiscal year, well, as you can see at the bottom of the slide, usually we are aiming at a 70% payout ratio, and we will maintain the 70% target. As I have explained before, net income will not be retained. Basically, the total amount will be returned to the shareholders as a basic policy.
The slide
is basically the same as before, and this is included as a reference. During Q&A, I'd be happy to provide some additional explanation. In terms of the shareholder return, this is going to be my last slide. The shareholder return is achieving a level that it never did before. With that, I would like to conclude my remarks. Thank you.